Hello to all the women in the world. Kli, we have been privileged to be in a women virtual congress. That's to do with a good environment. Everyone is participating in this, gives us a certain preparation of this good environment for next week for the World Unity Evening. And then after that, our big annual congress that will start in the desert and continue in the big congress at the exhibition gardens in Tel Aviv. So with all that excitement, we're going to prepare the congress. We have Kolman here with us. Kolman is here available for your questions. And there are questionnaires, forms in every group. You can fill out questions there. And while we're broadcasting here, he will raise those questions and Rav Lightman will answer. Rav Lightman, a women's virtual congress on Zvivat Tova. Good environment. Yes, I'm very happy that we have this convention and also this week and next a unity convention and then the big congress. And in the big congress, we're going to have a special day for women, our special, unique women that are so loyal to this path and that do such great work. I today tried to answer the question, what is special with the year 2019? And this is how I answered it. It seems to me that according to the wisdom of Kabbalah, of course, that the more we advance, the more we move from the correction of the first nine to the correction of the Malchut, where we truly need to correct the Malchut, which is the female part of the world Kli, the woman of the world. Hence, as much as we enter more and more into the framework of the last generation of the correction of the world, we see more and more how women emerge out of hiding, how they are truly in all places. They're entering into our work. We can see that our organization is mostly women, and thanks to their forces and their loyalty, we are progressing. That's why I'm very happy that we have today also this meeting between us. And I hope that this coming year, we will see how the woman or the woman of Bnei Baruch comes out of this silent, humble place where she's hidden in the organization, but rather now will emerge outwards and engages in dissemination and bestowal and instruction and all things. So I truly hope that I have here a meeting with, I'm very happy about this meeting that we have, and for these meetings to help you come out and become more active. Also, prior to about a month and a half ago, I spoke in a very critical manner to the women, and there was a reason for it, of course, but nevertheless, the last month, I truly changed my opinion completely in their participation in all our journey, and I'm thankful to them, and I really hope that we continue together, all of us, and disseminate the wisdom of Kabbalah and lead ourselves and the whole world to the great correction if we want to. So l'chaim to everyone, and let's continue. Let's begin, actually. So the first verse we're going to read is from Bala Sulam. It's been said, O Lord, the portion of mine inherited and my cup, you manifest my lot. You placed my hand on the good fate to say, this take for you. And he says, this take for you, meaning by giving him the life of pleasance and delight in corporeal life, filled with torment and empty of any content, by which a person is reflected outwards and disappears from them, even if it appears like he is peeking through the cracks to some place where he might escape there to those places that are more difficult than death. For how do you have a greater putting of a hand of a person that is greater than that? And in that, we are talking only of strengthening. Throughout our existence in this world, actually thousands of years of existence and evolution, finally we're coming to an intolerable state where we're actually just in the beginning of this portion of time where the world is starting to show itself as empty, as losing its entire direction. And also it's the same with our children, with families. What are we doing? Our ego is not letting us exist correctly. And what will we do? That's why what's happening here is that the wisdom of Kabbalah is being revealed, just like he tells us. It comes to us like a certain beam of light from the dark clouds above the clouds and breaches to our world and shines for us and saves us from this bitter life and difficult life. And by this we are actually hoping that humanity will succeed to advance onwards in a good way. And just like I said, a woman here needs to take more and more of a emphasized role, an important role in our frameworks and also the framework of the whole world. We can see that from year to year, more and more women are entering all sorts of parliaments and organizations who govern the world. And we can see that a woman is becoming a very dominant force when it comes to this. So we're hopeful that also for us, in our organization, in dissemination, and in general, in everything, the woman will be more standoutish and higher. So specifically, in the darkness that comes down to the world in these states, that the world doesn't know how to advance, the woman is going to take these reins and will begin to manage the system more and more, and with the men will define the right direction. Please. The second excerpt is of Bala Sulam from Shamati, article Raising Oneself, 225. One cannot raise oneself above one's circle. Hence, one must nurse from one's environment. And he has no other counsel except through Torah and much work. Therefore, if one chooses for oneself a good environment, he saves time and efforts, since he is drawn according to his environment. A person is drawn according to his environment. This is a very important thing. There's a secret of advancement here, of how to be saved from our egos, from our evil nature, and to change ourselves. Because if I cannot change myself, correct myself, care for myself, overcome myself, and we know how much we are not capable against our evil inclination, against our ego, to deal with it, because it is our whole nature. That's why I cannot care for or correct myself, but through the environment I can correct myself to the extent in which I am more in the environment, inside the environment, adhere to the environment. And this environment, as strong as it is, and the more advanced it is, and the more I operate in order to advance it, it turns out that I, by that, am correcting myself. It's as if I don't need to advance myself. I'm correcting the car, the cart, the means by which I advance to adhesion with the Creator. Therefore, we have here a very special means, and a unique one, that a person is not capable. We already know that we're not capable of correcting ourselves and doing something against our individual ego, each and every one of us. But if I grow my environment, if I come and am incorporated in the environment, by that I seemingly am jumping on the cart and reach the goal? It all depends on how much I give the forces to the society, to the environment, and feel myself connected to it. That's our trick, and it's very simple. That's why it's very simple for us to strengthen the environment, correct it, and that's how we can be assured that we will reach the goal. Yes. There's a question from a friend from Petah Tikva. What's the right investment in the environment? Everything. Everything. Like he says here, what does he say? One cannot raise oneself above one's circle, meaning higher than the environment I can't be. That's why a person must nurse from one's environment, and he has no choice, but rather he's constantly in that environment, and the more he connects to it, accordingly he advances. And he has no other counsel except through Torah and much work. Therefore, if one chooses for oneself a good environment, he saves time and efforts, meaning he is drawn according to his environment. We should understand that only the environment advances me. The more I push it forward, I advance with it. And to push them forward, I can, because it's not my ego upon which I cannot control, but rather I can control the society. Yes? A question from Esperanza from Spain. Since the 10 is the environment in which we need to work, how can we raise the friends so that they will be the most important thing for us? That we need all together to talk about the unification of the girlfriends, how devoted they are, how much they are drawn to be together, to strengthen one another, how much we feel ourselves as the world needs us. And accordingly, we will feel ourselves like a mother, like a wife that cares for her family, and how much the family depends on her, and how much she cares for the peace of the and the well-being of the family. And that's how we have to talk between us and care for the world. A question from Anastasia from Mac Online. How should I include inside myself the whole 10 so that the prayer will be from the whole 10 and for it to be accepted by the Creator? Rob, it all depends to the extent of our connection with the environment. And the more we speak, the more we convince ourselves, then we ourselves are convinced and are then connected to the environment. And the environment can already, according to our push, I can't do on myself, I can't pressure myself because of my ego that doesn't let me do so, but I can pressure the environment. And then, in such a way, we advance. Let's continue. Yes, verse number 3 of Rabash from Mighty Rock of My Salvation. The issue of love of friends is where each person in the group, besides having a desire of his own, acquires a desire from the friends. This is a great asset that can be obtained only through love of friends. Meaning that each will absorb a lack from the friends, meaning he lacks the power to bestow. And wherever he walks, he is eagerly searching for a place where perhaps someone will be able to give him the power to bestow. Therefore, when he comes to a group where everyone is thirsty for the power to bestow, everyone receives this strength from everyone else. And this is considered receiving strength from the outside in addition to the small power that he has within himself. Each of us has a desire for the goal. But this desire is very small. It is a desire that is both small in quantity and quality. Meaning, I don't long for high, great things. I don't long for being the leader in the world and to long for above all kinds of high degrees. But if we begin to speak in the society, each and every one can receive from the friends a lack. It's known to us specifically in the women's side, where every woman can be envious of another woman. Just like in corporeality, we are envious of one another. That's the same way in spirituality, a person can envy the other. And then, she's aspiring more, she wants so much, and this one wants to reach the goal so greatly, and that lady wants to, she's translating and so on. I'm looking at the other women, and I see how much more they are in persistence and investment and loyalty to the path. And then, accordingly, I get more of a desire, more inspiration, more aspiration. And then, accordingly, I begin even more to aspire to it, to long, to desire. That's called lust, honor, and envy take a person out of this world. What does that mean? That through envy, lust, and honor, I emerge from my world to a higher world, to a higher degree. And that is how it is by us being in an environment, and we envy each other and want to each be greater than the other. That's good, actually. And then we understand that the Creator didn't create just like that these qualities, but rather in order for us to learn from one another and advance. That's why we have on one hand the ability, just like we spoke today already, that I can't work on my ego in a direct manner, but rather I can grow the group I'm in, as important as it is, as important as the goal is there. And then I'm drawn to the goal according to the deficiency of the group. And here we're seeing that I'm getting even more of a deficiency from the group to myself, by which I'm even more drawn with the group to the goal. Meaning the group supplies me here with two things. On one hand, it supplies me the work that I can work, not on my ego, but on how with the group to advance, on one hand. And on the other hand, as much as I with the group can receive from the group a lack, and with it advance. Look at how many things we have here that are essential, that without which we won't reach the goal if we won't be in a group. Yes. A question from a friend from North America. What to do if, despite all my attempts, I don't get an impression from the group, even to the country? Where do I get an example from? What to do? Get an impression. Be impressed. That's it. Constantly talk with the friends. Constantly try to see them as more and more successful, great, to understand that without them, I will not reach the correction of my soul, that I have no choice. But that's what the Creator gave me, because the Creator gave me to be with these girlfriends together. I have to see them as great, because they come to me from the Creator. That's it. And it doesn't matter that it seems to me that they are great or not. The Creator gave them to me, and that's why they're great like Him. Yes. Girlfriend from Israel. How should I deal with hatred that has been revealed in the den? And as a result, some of our friends left the den. We need to correct that immediately. And if possible, separate and learn alone. And then get close again together. Yes. Mirav from Be'er Sheva. What to do when the ten is indifferent, even though the attempts to awaken them and ask for them are there? We need to talk about this. There's nothing to do. We need to talk. It's the will to receive. Our egotistical will to receive demands many years to be convinced that it has no choice and that it must go through corrections. And this is something that you can talk about for many, many years, and nevertheless, we will discover how much we don't hear, and we don't hear, and we don't hear, and then maybe 10, 15 years later, we will all of a sudden hear a little for the first time. A question from the world kli. How to make the women kli to a warm womb that gives forces to everyone? A woman must be concerned whether she can be a mother of the next degree of the world, where she will push all of humanity to that degree, that higher degree, and like that, from degree to degree, each time. That's what the women's force does. A man passes on the forces, but women arranges the ascent. Just like we learn from the wisdom of Kabbalah. What kelim advance? Those that are in Malchut. By what do they advance? By them getting the force from Bina. Both Bina and Malchut are the women. The lower women and the upper women. And the man just gives the force. But the execution is all by the woman. A question from Manuela from the virtual 10, number 2 from Chile. How do we pray the prayer of many, and what should we ask for? The prayer of many, as it's explained to us by Kabbalists, is the prayer for the many, where we advance by praying for the others, just as we spoke, that I can't for my ego ask, because it won't help. My requests will always be egotistical requests. But if I pray for the group, I raise the group by my prayer, and myself, because I'm connected to the group. That was in our first verse, I think. Yeah, right? Why don't you read it again? There's nowhere to run here. It's all here. The first verse from Baal HaSulam, the introduction to Tess, item 4. It's written, O Lord, the portion of mine inheritance and my cup, thou maintainest my lot, you placed my hand on the good fate, to say, this take for you. The words are seemingly perplexing. The verse says, therefore, choose that a person, the Creator puts one's hand on the good fate. This indeed is perplexing. Meaning, by giving him the life of delight in with corporeal life that is filled with torment and pain and devoid of any content, one necessarily departs and escapes them when he sees a tranquil place, even if it seemingly appears amidst the cracks, where he flees from his life, which is harder than death. Indeed, there is no greater placement of one's hand by him than this, and one's choice refers only to the strengthening. Meaning our choice is only the strengthening in the environment. And then continue with 2. We already said, but look at what we've been through again. Item number 2. One cannot raise oneself above one's circle. Meaning I can never be higher than my environment. Always within it I am. Above that, it's impossible to be. Yes? Hence, a person must nurse from one's environment, and he has no other counsel except through Torah and much work. Hence, if one chooses for oneself a good environment, meaning each time I raise the environment in my eyes to a higher degree, appreciate them more, think about them better, he saves time and efforts, since he is drawn according to his environment. That's how I raise myself. The more I raise the environment in my eyes, thus I raise myself. Yes? What? A question of Michal from Petah Tikva. I'm in a very strong 10. And each time we have the question, how can we help other 10s to get stronger? Is there a place for that? And if so, how should we do so? Yes, that has to happen, and it's best that it happens on behalf of the whole 10 and not from an individual. I don't go now to care for some 10s and individually, but rather our whole 10, as we talk about this, we turn to a certain 10 or to somebody and go to strengthen them. A question about the convention from Ola from UK. Ola from UK. What preparation is necessitated from us towards the big convention? What is the heartfelt effort that needs to happen, and what change needs to happen in us? Yes, we have a preparation to the great convention, which is a preparation in tens. We need to connect in our tens in every place in the world, wherever we are, no matter where we are, that I have a 10. Let's see, now I see here Bulgaria, or Orlando, or Chicago, or Bogota, Toronto, many tens. So we need to strengthen ourselves and be ready for connection as a 10, so that during the convention we will constantly strengthen ourselves even more, to the extent in which we will be tight during the Congress, according to that tightness that we are in. Accordingly, we will be able to absorb even more that spiritual force that's in the big Congress. It's truly spiritual induction. It's like a magnet influencing on what's outside of it. So there's the big convention where there'll be thousands of people here in Israel, and those who are now, let's say, in a small group, let's say we have São Paulo, let's say. Yes? And a small group, very cute, or Los Angeles, it doesn't matter where. And then we have Almaty, also many women, very nice, Monterrey, Nuremberg, it's truly beautiful. I am very happy to see this. So the closer we are to each other in the small group that I have, let's say the Vilnius group, let's say, this is a big group, but nevertheless, the tighter and more together that they will be, they will receive the influence from our Congress in Israel. That's how it will be. Do we have? Yes? A question from Japan. Can we demand from the 10 responsibility, arvut, or just I myself need to be an example and to observe all that's with my forces? I must observe everything that is needed and to be an example to my 10. That's it. And I see that it's possible. I see the ladies that we have here. Sofia, Riga, Kharkov, Vienna. It's truly beautiful groups. We have verse number 4 for this, about this topic. From Rabash, article 30, what to look for in an assembly of friends. Each one should try to bring into the society a spirit of life and hopefulness and infuse energy into the society such that each of the friends will be able to tell himself, now I am starting a clean slate in the work. In other words, before he came to the society, he was disappointed with the progress in the work of the Creator. But now, the society has filled him with life and hopefulness. Thus, through the society, he obtained the confidence and strength to overcome, because now he feels that he can achieve wholeness. This is the main thing. The more I give strengthening to the society, I receive from the society tenfold of that. It could be even more than that, but at least tenfold. So we need to understand, I have a small desire, I don't have persistence, I'm pretty lazy, I'm confused, I have all kinds of such things. So if I invest in the society and want to get rid of all of those negative qualities, I do succeed. I invite 10 times as much force than what I invest. I use the society as an amplifier, as an amplifying machine, by which I return the forces that I've invested 10 times as much. And later we will learn that it could be 100-fold and 1,000-fold. Yes. Yifat from Chaver is asking whether the 10 is my next degree. How is the 10 for me an assisting tool to ascend? The 10 is my next degree, meaning that if I am now alone, by incorporating in the 10, I raise myself to a spiritual degree, because I become included in the 10, integrated in it. And by being integrated in it, I am in the ability to absorb and receive the upper force. Meaning even the first degree of incorporation with the environment becomes, this incorporation makes me a kli for the upper light. Yes. Diana from the virtual 10 number 6 asks, what does it mean to live through the 10? Living through the 10 is considered that I see my spiritual life being in the 10. To the extent in which I'm included in it, I am included in my soul. To the extent in which I appreciate my 10, I appreciate the Creator, which will be revealed later in my 10. And just, we need to understand that all the rejection, all the evil inclination, all the slander that I have for the 10, all that I don't want them, that I'm forgetting about them, all of that is why? Because I don't want to meet the Creator. Because He is revealed in the 10. My attitude towards the 10, to my girlfriends in the 10, or to the Creator, is the same thing. It's the same thing. Think about that well, and it will be easier for you to overcome and to truly be connected to one another. Diana continues and asks, do I need to notify the 10 of the dissemination actions that I do in order to be in the right intention? Yes. We need to truly try to convince the girlfriends in the right actions so that by them we will be able to advance. Manuela is asking, and Fabiola from the virtual group 2, number 2 of Chile, if opposite opinions are revealed in the 10, can we still create connection? Can we make a prayer with the opposite opinions and perceptions? It doesn't matter that we have opposite opinions. If we want the same goal, then we are advancing to that same goal, and really we don't need to be similar to each other. Did you learn what 10 sfirot are? A partsuf. There, each partsuf has a completely different attribute characteristic than the other. Completely different. And despite that different characteristic, they're all directed towards reaching the Keter, to the one Creator. Hence, we don't need to agree with one another and to truly be in the same thought and desire, but rather with the same goal. and each operates in her heart from her desire. Cynthia Julieta from Mexico is asking, why, when we grow the importance of the environment, it certain, sometimes happens that I feel that I don't deserve this environment and I don't come to the to its level? That's good. That's actually a good recognition. But we need to overcome that too and continue. Yes. Luisia from Africa is asking, how do you get a pleasure from bestowing? Is it a pleasure that is received in my will to receive, in my intention, or in the oppositeness between them? The pleasure in order to bestow is received in that common attitude that we have towards each other in the society. That common field between me and the environment is the spiritual space where I receive spiritual pleasure. That's where the Creator is revealed. Item number 5 talks in this direction from the writings of Rabash, letter 40. And when one begins to feel the love of his friend, joy and pleasure immediately begin to awaken in him. For this is a rule that a novelty entertains. His friend's love for him is a new thing for him, because he always knows that he himself is the only one who cares for his own well-being. But the minute he discovers that his friend cares for him, it evokes within him immeasurable joy, and he can no longer care for himself. Since man can toil only where he feels pleasure, and since he is beginning to feel pleasure in caring for his friend, he naturally cannot think of himself. Yes, and that's how we advance. Meaning, if we think for the friends, we necessarily help them emerge out of their wilderness. So take that into account. If you are thinking of a certain girlfriend, you are helping her exit her ego, and then she ascends above her place. And that's how it is with each towards the others. And that's how we can raise each other to her 10. There is no problem. The only way is to do it in the right way, only if our ego and the connection between us, the Creator brought us to the society, He wants us to connect and for us to raise ourselves to Him. So let's try to do that. Yes, the Toronto group, hello. A very loyal and strong group. Yes. Orly from Petah Tikva is asking, is there a possibility to acquire the quality of bestowal by acting? Yes, but that's already where we need to act to each other as if we are in a good connection, as if we love each other, as if we are in mutual concern. That's all as if. But from that as if, we draw the reforming light and we do come to such qualities. Yes. Bella from Odessa asks, what is the meaning to create the conditions for a place where the friend will be able to learn and connect? Well, that's what we need to organize, our 10 and the place, so it will be like at home. So we have everything we need in order to exist. Yes. Item number 6 from Rabash, Article 17, the agenda of the assembly. It's written, in the multitude of people is the king's glory. It follows that the greater the number of the collective, the more effective is the power of the collective. In other words, they produce a stronger atmosphere of greatness and importance of the Creator. At that time, each person's body feels that he regards anything that he wishes to do for holiness, meaning to bestow upon the Creator, as a great fortune. That he has been privileged with being among people who have been rewarded with serving the King. At that time, every little thing he does fills him with joy and pleasure that now he has something with which to serve the king. Yes. And the multitude of people is the king's glory, meaning to the extent in which the groups are many, the quantity that we have, will the more it grows, to that same extent, it will be easier for us to rise from degree to degree until we come to a state where already the crater begins to be revealed in us. Let's continue. Yes, we'll continue with verse number 7, also with quantity and quality, Bala Sulam in letter number 13. You should know that there are many sparks of holiness in each one in the group. And when you assemble all the sparks of holiness into one place, as brothers, with love and friendship, you will certainly have a very high level of holiness for a while from the light of life. This is, if we disregard one another, this causes us a pause along the way, a slowdown. And we need to, as much as we can, even though we don't identify it or feel it, the more we raise in our eyes the society and the friends, accordingly, we also raise ourselves and advance ourselves towards the goal. And it doesn't matter whether we feel it or not. The main thing is that we want for it to be so. And then the upper light operates accordingly and raises us. Wonderful. We have Minsk, Novosibirsk, Moldova, San Francisco, Sao Paulo, Nuremberg, New York, Boston, Arafa, Almaty, Sochi. Excellent. Yes. A question from Madeleine from Rome. How is it in my ability to absorb the abilities of the strengths of my friends and the group? That doesn't depend on them, it depends on me. To the extent in which I nullify myself in order to push them forward, in order to care for them, by that I acquire their desires. That's it. Oh, now we have Kaliningrad, Brest and Petersburg, Italy, Monterey, Germany, Sofia, Kharkov, Vienna, Riga, Berlin. Yes. Beautiful. Nikolaev, Odessa, Kiev, Rome. Yes, please. A question from Shanital from Haifa. If the Creator is the force of love and bestowal and we need to bring him contentment, how do we exactly bring contentment to a force? By being exactly like it. By me being similar to it, I increase his force so much so that he can be revealed. The Creator is concealed. This is like in when we develop a photograph. If I express myself such that I create the force of bestowal and love, accordingly I reveal him. That's what happens. He is concealed, but I reveal him. To the extent in which I, in our world, try for there to be the force of bestowal and love, then I make room for him to be revealed. I don't know how to say it. It's like today we don't do photo development of photography like we used to do with the acids and all that. Yes, with all those chemicals. I have a field called the will to receive. If on that will to receive, let's say this is my palm, my will to receive. If upon my will, this will to receive of mine, if I bring a little of a desire to bestow, then I start to discover the Creator here. My desire to bestow invites the Creator to be revealed. My desire to bestow here is called Or Chozer, returning light or reflecting light, and my hand is the wheel to receive. And by that, I make the field of the will to receive to a place where the Creator can be revealed. To the extent in which I bring to this field a desire to bestow on my behalf. That's what happens. I don't know how to... Well, think about it. Ask later and we might be able to expand on that. Yes, Anastasia from St. Petersburg was asking, what is a strong 10? Is it expressed in some way corporeally? A strong 10 would be as strong as it is as one man and one heart, meaning to the extent that they are different, to the extent to which they are truly distant from one another in their opinions and their desires and intention, everything, but they become as one, then that's called a strong 10. Meaning strength is considered as different as they are, and how above that they are as one. Item number 8 talks a little bit about that. You lack nothing except to go out to a field that the Lord has blessed and collect all those flaccid organs that have drooped from your soul and join them into a single body. In that complete body, the Creator will instill His divinity incessantly, and the high streams of light will be as a never-ending fountain. What's happening to us in Haifa? Haifa. Look how many women we have there. Haifa, hello. Oh, wow. What a quantity. I also saw Shaulai somewhere. And I saw Vada. Yes? Okay. Nastya from Sochi. The rule is love thy friend as thyself. What is that love to ourselves that needs to bring us to the love of others? Again, the rule is love thy friend as thyself. What is that love for ourselves that has to bring us to love of others? That's the same love. Love thy friend as thyself. Like thyself is like I love myself. There must be love to others like the love that one has for himself. That's how it is. Here, item number 9 also touches that. From Rav Kook, Lights and Faith. One's thought and will and the basis of one's ideas should be given to the whole of everything, to the whole world, the whole man, to the entire universe. In consequence, one's personal matters will be established properly. And the stronger this perception is in a person, the greater will be his joy, and in this way he will be rewarded with more illumination of the godly light. That's from Rav Kook? Yes. I hear, according to the style. Where are we? That was item number 9. Now we're going to move to 10. So we're exactly going to finish maybe all our verses until we finish. Yes? From the flag of the encampment of Ephraim. One who truly wants to serve the Creator must include himself with all creations. He needs to connect himself with all the souls, include himself with them, and they with him. That is, you should leave for yourself only what is needed for connecting divinity. So to speak, this requires closeness and many people. For more people, the more people serve the Creator, the more light of divinity appears for them. And for this reason, one must include himself with all the people and with all creations and raise everything to their root, to the correction of Shekhinah, of divinity. Okay, so here we can see from this that everything actually depends on the extent in which we annul ourselves and are included in the group. And the group becomes the divinity, Shekhinah. Shekhinah is called the place of the revelation of the Creator. And that is where we begin to reveal the upper world, our internal existence, and that's how we advanced. Everything is once again around that simple principle that there is nothing but a small effort that we need to do. Meaning, only to find the point where, although it hurts, I don't need to go against that force. I don't need to kill myself. I don't need to destroy myself. I don't need to work against my ego, against my will to receive. No. I simply need to incorporate in the environment and to grow the environment. I will want to be incorporated in the environment to the extent in which I am included in it. I'm incorporated in my soul. And that's how I reveal everything. Try to do this and you will see how simple this is. There's some psychological difficulty or no more than that. But you have girlfriends that are your soul. Incorporate in them and you will reveal the upper world. It's truly so. Yes. Question from Paula from the World Glee. I'm always trying to participate in all the events of the group, but always last minute my ego overcomes me and I stay at home. I feel like it's coming from the Creator and He's truly throwing me from the path. Why is He doing that? And how can I overcome my ego? So I will tell you the same thing I have, and I'll tell you what you need to do. You need to nevertheless try for the friends to come and take you, help you, and take you out of hiding, out of your home, to the meeting, to the society, to the gathering. You have to ask them to help you that way and support you that way. Because it's written that a person cannot save himself from the house of bondage, meaning only the society can do that. So you need to ask them not to let you go. Valeria from 10 number 5 in Mexico is asking, I am noticing a lack of connection in my 10. But how is it in my capability to come to a state where I always understand that the problem is in me? The problem is not in you or in the 10 or in anyone, but rather between you and a lack of connection between you. That is what needs to be done. You need to get closer to the 10, and the 10 itself needs to get closer to you. If you make such, towards each and every one, do this towards each and every one of the friends, these exercises, and you will see how easy it is. And you will start to feel the spirituality. You're advancing more, you're getting closer, more, closer, less, closer, more, closer. It's like breathing. It's like a heartbeat. It'll be like that, more, less, and each time you will feel that by this you are feeling life. And that's how you will begin to feel that you're advancing more and even more and even more in your spiritual sensation. Sandra from Venezuela. In the tens, often 3-4 friends are working actively and the others not. Should we be concerned of that or simply understand that each has a different role and his power is expressed differently? Yes, it's truly so. Everyone is different. But there needs to be mutual support. I'm seeing now pretty big groups. Look how many people are in Vilnius, in New York, in Hasharon, in such places that truly, Berlin, Tallinn, Kharkov, I see Petah Tikva. This is on our second floor. The hall is full. And Sofia, Odessa, really. Girls, look how many you are. you're much more than all the men. You can't even feel that the men are missing. No, no one's missing. What do we need men for? Truly, you'll be like the Amazons. So, what I'm trying to say is just get closer to one another. Start working in one way, like my fist. Like this. One woman that will invert the whole world. I already said this today. 2019 is a very special year. It can truly give a new direction to the world. A woman, if she rises to her degree, which is being enabled now, men are letting now women advance completely. They already feel that they themselves are not capable. What's so... We can see this. Everywhere a woman wants, she can breach and enter and build everything. You should start managing everything, including all the work in Bnei Baruch, all our activity, all that you want. Please, we really need you. We should define that the Haifa group are not many women there today because they also organized the gathering of friends today. They truly deserve a great l'chaim. Yes, Bella from Odessa is asking, how should the women get stronger in order to get the men stronger and awaken them to action? Just like at home. Who manages the home? A woman. Who arranges everything at home? The woman. Without the woman, there'd be no foundation to humanity. You just need to feel that truly you are not hiding behind the men, but rather you're reaching forward and you're acting. Oh my God, look how many in Haifa. Where do they have so many? I don't understand. We just see the men. There's also a lot, but here, a lot more. So much so. Ladies, congratulations. Really. Really congratulations. Okay, what else do we have there? Yes? There are many other questions. Shush from the virtual Israeli group is asking, the woman is becoming a leader of humanity. Will the man part accept that or support? How can a woman support that? We're seeing this in the world. If a woman wants, she can enter the government. She can enter all places. Men are making room for them. The time has come. It's not because someone wants or doesn't want. That's a feeling in the world. It's the influence from above. This is the upper providence that's just coming from above down. Malchut needs to be revealed. Malchut needs to begin to bestow upon everything. Therefore, the woman is beginning to be more of action. This is the time. And we have reached it. And the men won't get involved in it. They won't have the strength that they had before. This machoism, this I will govern, I'm a man, or not, that. We don't have that today. We're not even proud of that anymore today. Therefore, look at what's happening with the men. And this does not depend on them, and there's nothing to talk about who yes and who not of them, more men than the women, or more women than the men. It's simply the upper governance, that providence that is arranging this for us. That's why there's nothing to be ashamed of here, simply to go with the flow of times, where 2019, at least in Bnei Baruch, let's take the women out of hiding and give them a place that is appropriate for revelation and for leading everything. Kochava from Haifa is asking, we want to connect and to love the friends in order to reach the love of the Creator. And we're asking for the force to love, but the heart doesn't agree, it resists. Why after years of request, the heart, we don't agree all of a sudden? There's no coincidence. The Creator arranges these desires for us. And that's why we all need to move forward this way. I think that the women today, if they connect and make a step forward, the men too will follow them and support them. It will be, truly be like that. Just as it is written that thanks to righteous women, the people of Israel emerged out of Egypt. Out of Egypt, meaning out of the will to receive, out of this world, out of our ego. How do we come out? Specifically by the women. Specifically thanks to the women. Yes. Diana from the virtual group 6. What does it mean to incorporate in the girlfriends, in the friends? What does it mean to integrate or incorporate in the friends? The mean to incorporate in the friends is that we all connect so that we will have one goal. That's it. Thus far we received 160 questions and more are coming in. Orly from Petah Tikva is asking how to create the right connection between us where there's room for the revelation of the Creator. Only a 10 that sorts it such that in the connection, as connected as they are, they build the place where the Creator will be revealed. Irina from the virtual United Russian group is asking, in Rabash's book, it's written that when I love the friend and I help her emerge from her ego, when she sees this, she starts loving and starts thinking of herself. Is it the place of the friend to draw the light, or there needs to be something else in addition? No, help. But other than that, we need to understand that when I help a friend, I discover my attitude towards the Creator. As it is written, that behind every friend, the Creator is standing. That's why I truly need to relate in such a way to a friend like to the Creator. Disregard is, God forbid, like to the Creator. Meaning all the things, all our relations to one another are something that we need to understand that it's not to one another, but it's to the Creator. Just like we learn in the perception of reality, that other than a person, there's only the Creator. And here, what we see around us, so many friends, girlfriends, that's all a reflection of my soul. Altogether, there's but one soul in the world, and it's my soul. And what's yours and his? You are in me. You are in me as parts of me. Therefore, I think only of how I relate to the Creator. And that is what my attitude to all the different parts of my soul defines, which is all my friends. Far from San Francisco is asking. In Kabbalah, we define the Creator as a system, as a force, because He is permanent and unchanging. How can the prayer of the friends make a change? In what way does the system remain permanent? The system is 10 sfirot, Havaya. It does not change. The only thing that changes is my attitude towards it more and more in the form of bestowal above myself, and to be above the more I am drawn to the connection with the 9 friends, then by that I enter them, and that's called that I'm entering a higher degree. Malchut, which reaches Keter, is called that it's reaching the end of its development to the end of corrections. Degree 125. Question from Maria from Sherpertz. I see that my friends are already corrected and are great. Is the environment important? The environment is important for me, but I understand that I will never reach your degree. There is no such thing. You can be like them, and it doesn't matter to you. I'll just tell you a secret. It doesn't matter what degree they're in, your friends. The moment you nullify yourself before them, all the way, you are in the highest degree. It doesn't matter what degree they're in. Oh, we see Chair Purvitz, the four ladies. You see? Just continuing to ask, how can I help them with something? To help? Yes, for them to be higher than me. In everything that you can, because it only seems to you that you're helping them. A person needs to understand that what he sees as a... that's how it seems to him. But there's no him in them. There's just the correction of the soul. About the convention, Vika from Petach Tikva. The common work and the preparation for the convention brings disputes and control and things like that. What do we do about it? I don't understand. We need to arrange those things. What control, misunderstanding? We need to integrate correctly in the work, and as much as possible, it'll work out. It's all dependent on the good spirits in which we work. Yes, another one from the convention, from the preparation for the women team from the World Clean. We are planning different actions in order to bring the women Klee to the convention as one woman. What is the importance of the women's participation in the preparation for the convention? First of all, in the Congress, we have a special day, which is a women's day. It's the second day of the convention. And there will be many activities of women. Other than that, 60 to 70% of the participants in the convention will be women, more than half. And we are very interested for this time, this convention, the women to take an active part in the participation, management, hosting those who are coming, meaning for women to truly be the leaders. The question is, how do we translate this big unification, this thing that we're seeing on the screens now, also to quantity, because we want to invite the whole nation to this Congress. We are inviting every person that wants to come, both from Israel and from overseas. We also understand that from overseas it's not simple, it's hard, it's very expensive. So as much as you can come, you come. We nevertheless will try to arrange the broadcast and everything that we have such that in every place there will be a feeling that you are seemingly together with us. I'm talking about inviting women from the outside, not necessarily of ours. Please, of course, we will await for everyone. Please, Berlin, Nikolaev, Kaliningrad, Bucharest, Moscow, Sofia, Vienna, Krakow, Odessa, Turkey, Nikolaev, Kiev, Cheripovets, from overseas, I'm saying now. Those who are in Israel, then certainly you're coming. Try to come to us, and we are in Sholai, Levadim, Tbilisi, Argentina, Chicago, Krasnoyarsk, everyone is going to come. Come and we will be very happy. But if not, you need to get organized in your tents, arrange the place where you will be throughout the whole time of the Congress, and then, just like we are here in the Congress, you are doing it like in the virtual Congress. You're doing the Congress in your place, but prepare also the meals and everything that needs to be, so that you will truly feel yourselves as sitting in the same level, in the same area, in the same heart, in the same soul together with us. Yes, a friend from Petach Tikva. How can a mutual dissemination action bring people closer to each other? There is nothing that will bring us closer than an act of dissemination. Because in an act of dissemination, we are disseminating actually, we're actually operating in order to disclose the Creator in the world to everyone. Therefore, the act of dissemination is the most important. Other than it connects from between us and between us to the Creator. Because every person that we attract and bring the method of revelation to the Creator is another area where the Creator can be revealed. And therefore, we personally draw upon us the reforming light in our acts of dissemination more than in anything else. And this connects between us because we're doing these actions. And that's how it is. That's why I've said this more than once, that what I have merited in my life is only by me engaging in dissemination. And also Baal HaSulam writes that a person merits from two things. He profits from two things. Listen, women, I hear many times that how do I reach spirituality? I don't have the strength, and I'm not capable. So listen what Baal HaSulam says. He says, a person comes to spirituality, implements himself, realizes himself, corrects his soul by two actions. One action where he brings himself to correction, and the second action where he causes the correction for others. Therefore, if you are disseminating the wisdom of Kabbalah in the many and the masses, you are bringing your soul closer to correction. Very simple. So you cannot study, and you cannot correct oneself, and even not even participate in the ten. But if you are engaged in dissemination, good and right one, you are correcting your soul through the others, those that you are bringing to correction. So we really need to say and define that next week, next Sunday, we'll have the last station before the big Congress, a very important one, of a evening of unity. It'll be hot and warm, and everyone is invited to come and to bring the men from the groups. And Rav, how do we need to prepare such an evening next week? I'm also thinking about that and thinking about how I will prepare for this, because it's difficult. I'll tell you. We are now, what, an hour? Less than an hour? An hour and 15? And I'm feeling myself drained. You demand such forces. You are so, you suck out of me so much. It's like I've been suckled from in all the forces that I have. You have a strong power. I am truly powerless at this point. So it's a sign that it's entering you. Continue nicely now towards the Congress to connect more and more. Whoever is not coming, prepare a place for going through the convention in such a way like you're doing now, where you're sitting, and we will advance. 2019 will be a very good year for women to advance in the connection between you. And I would recommend to you not to miss out on this, not to lose this opportunity. And write, prepare yourselves for the next meeting in a week's time. You can, towards this meeting, send questions, and also about what happened today, those that you wanted to ask and you couldn't, and so on. Everything. Right, and we will correct ourselves until we come to being connected together as one man in one heart, both men and women, and for things to be good for us in one soul with the Creator together. Goodbye to you. All the best. I love you. And so long. Next week.
Kolam Nishma.